eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today is episode number 87, and I'm recording this on the evening of June 4th, 2007. Well, we wrapped up the school year about 2 weeks ago, and as we kind of ease into the summer a little bit, I thought I'd take as many opportunities as possible to explain some of the projects we did during the year. And I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One, maybe someone will get an idea from a project that we did over the course of the last year, and then I'm hoping that you might actually have some suggestions or comments that might make this project even better next year when we replicate it. So just kind of share a couple projects with you. I'm going to try and focus on just one project per podcast and kind of get any ideas or feedback that you might have about what we did. Well, the first one I want to describe was one that we actually did at the end of the school year this year, and that was called American History Idol. And, I teach 8th grade. My students were all into the American Idol thing, and my family actually watches American Idol, too, so we were all into it quite a bit. In fact, my students would talk about it the day after people would get kicked off and stuff, and I was actually a Melinda Doolittle fan, thought she was an amazing singer, and so I actually was pulling for her, and some of my students were pulling for Blake, and some were pulling for Jordan, so we kind of had some fun just kind of talking about what was happening on the show. We decided the last week of school to kind of tie that whole American Idol craze into our American history classes. And I'm sure as many teachers listening come to the end of the school year, we're kind of in a gray area a lot of times towards the last week or so because, for example, I know in our building, they like us to give our semester final a couple days before the end so that if we have a student that's missing, they have a little bit of time to make it up. We don't want to take the last semester test on the last day of school. So we're always left with a couple days there where we've kind of wrapped stuff up, we've had a semester test, and we're kind of looking for different projects to do and different things to kind of end out the year. And so this year, at the end of the semester test, we had about 3 days till the end of the school year. We decided to have a fun activity called American History Idol. We have about 300 8th graders at South Valley Junior High. There are two of us that teach 8th grade American history, myself and Aaron Garvey. And so we each have about 150 students. So Aaron and I got together and we created a list of what we thought were 160 influential Americans. Now, the Atlantic magazine, just a couple months ago, or actually probably 5 or 6 months ago now, created a list of the most, the most influential Americans, and they listed the top 100. So we kind of used that as a basis. We kind of talked about some other people that we wanted to add to the list. And we created little slips of paper with 160 famous Americans. And then we had our students draw those out in groups of two. So our students were paired up. We drew names out of a hat, so it didn't matter what class you were in. Everybody had the same odds of getting different people. And the students were then given the name and then basically about an hour to research that person on the internet and then create a poster. And your final product was going to be a poster that we put up on the wall in the commons area. So you had to research about your person. And it was kind of interesting because some of the people, the students really didn't know what they were famous for, like the person that invented plastics or the guy that is generally given credit for creating the TV, things like that. So the students quickly found out who they had, created the poster. They could print out one color page. We didn't want to overrun the color printer, so they could print out one color page. They could glue different things on or tape things on. They couldn't really make it too three-dimensional. They had to kind of keep it to the constraints of the page that we gave them, a little bit larger than a standard piece of paper. Actually, about double the size of what a standard piece of paper was. And then we put those all over the commons area on the wall. And then the next day when we came in, the students, the first part of class, came in and they could write down or vote for three of the people. And we told the students, just kind of in general terms, we wanted them to look at the posters, read a little bit about the people. Some students put a lot of text on each of the posters. Some of them used a lot more visuals. We kept that completely up to them. But the students then the first day got to pick three Americans that they thought were influential. And we said that they could judge it partially on what the poster looked like. So the posters that were maybe more a little bit visually appealing might have a little bit more of an advantage. But then we collected the votes, and then we pared down from 160 the second day down to 50. So we actually had to tell people that they had to go home. So we actually did that in the morning. We got there before the students got there, and we actually took off the posters that didn't make it. So the second day when students came into the commons area, they could tell who had been, quote-unquote, sent home and who got to stay. So, like, Ben Franklin did not make the first cut. So Ben Franklin was sent home from the American History Idol. But then we had 50, and then the students came in the second day, and they could look at the 50 posters. And at that point, they could, again, I believe we had them vote for three. And then they voted for the people that they wanted. And then we narrowed it down to 10. And then on the third day, they came in and they could vote for one person. And then we totaled those up. And then we didn't tell the students who won until the final day of school. We had a video student broadcast. And I made a little video to reveal the top 10. And we didn't tell anybody who was in the top 10 until they saw that. On the last morning of school. So it was kind of cool. It created a lot of discussion. You know, students were talking about, you know, who certain individuals were and why they should be more important than other people. And, of course, there's no really right or wrong answer. You know, even if you had a group of knowledgeable historians and college professors, they'd have a completely different list than the person next to them. So it was just interesting to kind of hear how students perceived some people as being more important, or of course there were posters that were more visually appealing than others. And we talked about how an American Idol, you know, it didn't completely depend upon your singing voice. It also depended a little bit on appearance and things like that, things that you really couldn't fit into the whole singing category. So it was an interesting concept. The students had fun with it. It created some discussion. Some other things you could do with it, and I think I actually saw somebody had an example of this on the web when I was looking stuff up yesterday, just searching for American History Idol. If you had students write, for example, like a one-page essay about that person and make it more of like a persuasive thing on why that person should be considered the most influential person. So you could do a lot of other things with it. You know, we thought it was kind of interesting. Out of the top 50, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they did not even make the top 50 list. You know, maybe the students didn't see their posters being as appealing. You know, maybe students were just trying to look at something a little bit more unique. But we thought that was interesting that those three individuals did not make the top 50. But we did not try and steer the students in any direction. We completely said, you pick the people that you think are influential Americans, why they were important to American society. So this is definitely kind of a tongue-in-cheek type thing. We didn't spend like 10 hours researching every individual, talking about their merits and why they should be ahead of somebody else on the list. So, and you know, anybody listening, this is not intended to be, you know, the ultimate list of the most influential Americans by any means. But this was our top 10 list. And if you want to watch the video, I've actually uploaded the video to TeacherTube and I've embedded it in the blog, so you can go ahead and look at it. But I'll actually reveal on this podcast who our top 10 was. So, our top 10, number 10, John Pershing. Number 9, Bill Gates. Number 8, Norman Rockwell. Number 7, Harry Houdini. Number 6, Rosa Parks. Number 5, Milton Hershey. Number 4, Walt Disney. Number 3, Elvis Presley. Number 2, John Deere. And number 1, winning the American History Idol for 2007 at Southwell Junior High, Muhammad Ali. So there you have it. Go ahead and check out the video. I did that doing, I created the video using PhotoStory 3, just created some PowerPoint slides and then imported those as images. And then we had some various images of people at the beginning we just kind of did a montage on. So didn't take very long to make at all, probably like 20 minutes and the entire thing was done. So So check it out. If you have any comments or maybe you've done something similar, please leave an email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com or go to the website on the blog, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and just leave a comment to this particular blog post. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next time. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll catch you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.